Joining us right now to discuss how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I truly appreciate it.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
So our total count overall is 32,925 cases in the city of Brockton. Death count is 507, which is an uptick of two individuals in the last week. Active cases, 134 cases right now, 63 new cases this week as well. So, you know, COVID is still here. You know, we are working diligently with the hospitals. Their census numbers are manageable without question, and that's the three hospitals. But, again, we're continuing to get shots in the arms of people, continuing to do our Tuesday at the Shaw Center with our Board of Health and our Saturday with our partners at Booster and DPH. So it's still, you know, continuing, and we're going to continue throughout the immediate future.
And of course, I also have to ask, monkeypox?
Yeah, we actually have three cases confirmed. Two of them were associated to the city of Brockton. They don't live in the city of Brockton. And then one resident. So again, our Board of Health has had a meeting with me on a weekly basis about monkeypox, about flu, and also about West Nile. So it's, you know, going into the fall and winter months, we have to continue to practice you know, best health standards. So we do have three cases that are tied to the city.
Now, there's been another respiratory illness that's been getting a lot of attention, RSV. Is that a concern in Brockton right now?
Well, you know, Dr. Rick Harmon, our medical consultant, is tracking that as well. I mean, anything that can hamper, you know, the health of any, you know, resident is a concern. So, again, Dr. Herman and Dr. Enomontis here from our Board of Health are really doing a deep dive on anything and everything that could impact it, from, you know, asthma to flu to any new nuance that's coming to the city. So, again, it is all hands on deck, and we're going to continue to work with our healthcare providers and partners.
Now, of course, the elections are just a few days away. Is the city going to be ready for that?
Oh, we are more than ready. Today actually is our last day of early voting up at the Westgate Mall. We've been doing that for 2 weeks, and really just want to thank our elections department and elections commissioners. And we're going to be ready for election day on Tuesday, and you know, the polls will be open. And you know, Brockton's 106,000 residents, so we'll have a lot of people voting, and we have a lot of wardens and a lot of people volunteering and paid people working the polls as well. So I think it's going to be really great. It looks like the weather's going to be with us as well, so it's going to be a good day throughout the Commonwealth.
Now, I understand there's also going to be a residents' forum coming up this weekend.
We're having it's actually a forum held at West Middle School. It's relative to people that are looking to get their citizenship, and it's in conjunction with an organization from Boston that is going to all gateway communities in the Commonwealth, and Saturday they'll be here at West Middle School to help some of our residents, you know, in terms of getting some legal advice and trying to maneuver the nuances of documentation and paperwork and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll be going up there just to thank them and see some of the constituents that I serve.
Now, recently, two Brockton police officers received received awards for valor.
Yeah, Officer Chris Perez, and Robert Otis received the highest award you can get, the George Hanna Award for valor. And it was just a wonderful thing. I drove up with my team to Worcester. It was held at Mechanics Hall in downtown Worcester. And again, we were there with the police chief and the fire chief. It was great to see Brian Nardelli from the fire supporting as well. But, you know, just a really the Hanna is to recognize heroes, you know, heroes that work and live among us. So it was great to have two Brockton residents and two Brockton individuals that have been serving and protecting. So it was great to be there as mayor, and it was really great to be there as a guy that grew up in the City of Champions.
I believe we also have Cambodian Independence Day coming up.
We do next week, and it's really, you know, the whole thing about doing flag raisings here under my administration is to just recognize and thank diversity in the city of Brockton. So, you know, we'll be doing that. And then Angolan flag raising will be coming up as well. And then, you know, a week from today, of course, is Veterans Day. So we'll be having our Veterans Day parade. So there's a lot going on in the city of Brockton. And, you know, it's to reflect and honor and respect all the different diversity that makes up the city of Brockton. It's really been a great endeavor to do the flag raisings. And I look forward to Cambodian flag raising day.
Now, something else I want to ask you about, Mr. Mayor. We've been hearing a lot about some layoffs coming in Twitter and the possibility that they might start charging for verified accounts. And, of course, the city does use Twitter. Could these decisions impact the city's social media policies at all?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we have to use all different avenues of social media to reach all different aspects of the city of Brockton. So I have been tracking that. Our law department is tracking that. We have a wonderful city solicitor, attorney Megan Bridges, as well. But at the end of the day, you know, if that happens, you know, we're going to do an evaluation, work with our CFO. You know, I don't think the dollar amount would cripple us. We, you know, we have a budget of almost $500 million. So, you know, I'm hoping that we'll be able to just stay status quo, move forward, and continue to use all the different outreaches that we currently use to address the needs of the residents that I serve.
So at the time being, you think you're likely to stay with Twitter then?
I believe we would be at this time, Dan.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week and enjoy this great weather.
Thank you, sir. That was Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.